Michael Morales, condemned to die for the 1981 rape and murder of 17-year-old Terry Winchell, received a stay of execution in February when U.S. District Court Judge Jeremy Fogel ordered San Quentin prison officials to ensure Morales would not be conscious and suffer pain when the three-drug cocktail used in lethal injections was administered. At the heart of Morales' legal challenge is the argument that inmates remain conscious during an execution. John Greeley, an attorney representing Morales, says it's unknown if inmates are in pain because the paralyzing drug, pancurium bromide, conceals suffering.
We do know that they're breathing even after they're given the paralytic agent. And those are good indicia of a system gone wrong.
Greeley says the new Procedure 770 guidelines do not ensure less suffering for inmates being put to death.
They don't have a protocol that they've tested, they don't have a team leader, they don't have RNs on the team anymore. It's in complete disarray.
Mark Heath, an anesthesiologist called to the witness stand late in the day, testified that California's execution chamber at San Quentin Prison is needlessly complex and said the new Procedure 770 guidelines are worse than before they changed it. Heath suggested problems with the leadership, attitudes, and training of those administering lethal injections in California have led to inhumane executions. In all, six witnesses for the plaintiff were called to the stand yesterday, including three lawyers who have represented death row inmates. All three described how their clients' chests were heaving violently and convulsing as they were put to death, and all said their clients' eyes were opened for many minutes during the killings. But during cross-examination, they stated they did not know if their clients were conscious. Dane Gillette, California's senior assistant attorney general, admitted Tuesday that state prison guards had botched last year's controversial execution of former Crips founder Stanley Tookie Williams, saying it was a lesson well learned. Guards in that execution struggled for many minutes to insert the tubing into Williams' veins.
What was done and what is done in the name of the people are heinous acts of torture and killing.
Barbara Becknell, a close friend and witness to Tookie's execution, commented she felt vindicated by the announcement.
But you know what? That's an empty and shallow vindication. I still saw torture. I still saw killing. Frankly, I feel the state attorney general's office owes Stan's family an apology and an acknowledgement, and let's see if they have the courage to do that.
Though Gillette admitted mistakes were made, he denied that lethal injection in California amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. Reverend Joy Atkinson, a Unitarian minister in Monterey, California, gathered with a half dozen anti-death penalty protesters for a press conference. Atkinson contends there is no humane way to administer the death penalty.
You can take any given procedure and analyze it as they're doing here with these hearings, but the conclusion has to be cruel and unusual punishment can be applied to all instances of administering death as punishment.
Sarah Tofty, a researcher with Human Rights Watch, says regardless of the outcome, this case is a very important one.
You know, looking at the national landscape after Judge Fogel ordered these hearings back in February, I think you started to see a lot of movement in other courtrooms to say, you know, I think we need to take a look at our protocols as well.
37 of the 38 states with the death penalty use lethal injection, but executions have been halted in Delaware, Missouri, and New Jersey as those states confront challenges to injection procedures. The hearings in San Jose continue through Friday, and a decision is expected sometime in late October. From the studios of Freak Radio in Santa Cruz, California, I'm Vinny Lombardo for Free Speech Radio News.